This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You can get a hold of us at kjradio.com. We love getting your messages. As you guys know, I respond back. It is not a one-way street. You don't write to me and then I go, oh, who cares? Oh, what are you, little people? Nope. You're not little people to me. You are the reason I do this. You are the most important people in the world. And I treat you like family. I really do. And we want you to give us your inputs. If you got show inputs, Kevin, we love the show. We don't like this segment. We do like this. We like this guest. We don't like that. Whatever. I mean, I'm not going to do anything about my guests. These are my friends, so we're going to have them. But we love all the feedback, and we listen to it all. If there's a topic that's important to you, we do our best to cover it. Some things we're better at covering than others. I tell people we are about race and class as it pertains to politics and pop culture. Does that mean we can't cover other things? Absolutely not. But I may have to bring in an expert on something else. But if we don't have experts, we'll just talk it through, you know? It's like my trig teacher did in high school. This is when I went to go teach at my second high school. He had trig. That was the highest math he had in college. So when he wanted to teach pre-calc, he just said, hey, class, we're going to talk it through. We've got Kevin here as a professor if we need him, because I had calculus. I'd already taken calculus. So it was like, if we need Kevin, we'll bring him in from the library. But for the most part, I went to the library, and every now and then a little girl would walk down and say, Kevin, Professor needs you. You know, the teacher needs you. And I'd go down to the class, and I'd look at the board and go, okay, here's your problem. And I'd tell him, okay, I know your problem. You want to figure it out, or you want me to tell you? And one time he said, just tell us. And the other time he says, well, tell me if I'm on the right track. But that's how we did it. We figured it out together. So we do some figuring things out together. But for the most part, let me tell you, you're going to get an angle from us. You're going to get a point of view that you're going to go, man, I would have never thought of that in 2 lifetimes, 10 lifetimes, because it isn't your experience. And that's what I try to give you on this radio program. We're the show that makes sense of the obvious at times. That's right. In many cases, I don't do anything new here. I'm just telling you, there are a lot of new listeners and new markets that come on. And I'm telling you right now, I don't do anything new here. I just wake up the brain cells that you have that the left has made dormant for you over the past few decades. Not few years, not few moments, few decades. They have marketed leftism to your brain, and it impacts you in crazy ways to where you're disregarding things that you know to be true. You're saying things like, well, I mean, he didn't have a daddy. Oh, really? So by nature of not having a daddy, that means you have an excuse to go rape somebody or kill somebody or commit some heinous crime? I'm sorry. I don't go for that.
Well, Kevin, that's the black condition.
Well, who says? What, white people don't have daddies? There are white folks that don't have daddies. They grow up and they're okay. But, you know, look, whatever condition you give me, I will give you a Chinese person in China that's having that same condition, or somebody in Scandinavia that's had that condition. People are people, human beings. And I refuse to treat them as anything other than such. And the only thing that our color does and these other things do is they just give us flavor. You know, they put a quality to your life. It's just window dressing for the skeleton and the blood that, you know, the whatever underneath that, that runs through all of us, that would make us indistinguishable. So you're not going to get any excuses here. If you're looking for some, it's another radio show. And that means I'm relentless on either side that wants to give an excuse. I don't use excuses in my life. I don't let my kids use excuses. And I won't let you or anybody else use excuses. We have far too many people willing to just capitulate.
Oh, well, there's a reason.
It reminds me of the affluenza kid. You can have too much. Really? I'd like to try. You know, no, there are people who are willing to let you get away with stuff. And that, and if you start, if you want to connect the dots on Affluenza Boy, he had bad parenting. That's all it is. Bad parenting. It isn't about how much they had. It's about how much they gave him. Not just in money, in leeway. What do? Your kid steals, do you? Well, but Johnny, now that's not nice. Or do you not do anything? Or in some cases, do you encourage it and take your kid on your shoplifting spree? You guys are listening.
Oh, Kevin, that's crazy talk.
No, it isn't. There are parents that do that. They will use their children to steal. Don't believe me? Google it. Go on YouTube and look at parents teaching children to steal. Child steals with parents. You'll get so many videos, it'll blow your little freaky mind. You'll go like, God, I can't believe it. This is what we do. We teach this kind of nonsense. And we become accepting of it. We become accepting of thuggery and all kinds of stuff. I'll give you something. Caffeine-free, gluten-free. I want to know why products cost more when they take something out. And don't give me that,
well, Kevin, it's a more difficult process to remove it.
I think the coffee makers take caffeine out, then they go sell it to Red Bull for 3 times the profit. That's what I think. And as for gluten, when I lived in China, they proudly display products with gluten. They say, gluten, lots of gluten. Get your gluten here, practically, on all these packages. I'm not, you go to a Chinese store, wherever you live, there's probably one, go there, you'll see what I'm talking about. And these people are eating gluten like crazy. They're a lot healthier than we are. My bet is American food manufacturers are taking out the gluten out of your food and selling it to the Chinese. So here's what I'll tell you, people. What you learn about life is information that's constantly changing. It's constantly being updated, isn't it? You know, you learn, oh, take aspirin. It'll do this. Don't take too much aspirin. Drink coffee. It'll be good for this. Don't drink too much coffee. Drink a glass of red wine every night. Don't do that. That'll kill you. That's what they tell you. But see, that's why conservatism is so cool. Because it's constant. It's ever, never changing. It's always good for you. When you talk about family, it's good. It doesn't matter what period of time we're talking about.
The Roman Empire.
Family was good.
The time of Caesar, whatever.
It was good. Good schools, I don't mean government schools, is a good thing. Education as we define it is a good thing because you actually learn something. Folks, I got a lot to talk about today. I'm excited. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back in a bit. Keep it here.
Let me sing you a little song. We're all special in our own way. Everybody's different, but that's okay. Because even though we might have different color skin, different parts of beauty, tall or thin, it doesn't mean I can't lay you down, woman, and touch your silky skin. Put my love deep inside you while no man has ever been. Rub your legs, caress your thighs, and what are we talking about again?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it.
When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Landmark Capital Gold Group. It's who I invest with in precious metals. LandmarkGold.com. Check those guys out. If you have any inkling about putting your money into precious metals, and I suggest you do that. And the only way to really protect yourself is to put your money into something that has withstood the test of time, no matter what has happened with the currencies. Gold has always been there. And I'll tell you, if you invested in gold 30, 40 years ago, you'd be shocked at what the value would be now. So put 10% of your portfolio into this and watch what happens. You're going to have something to give to your kids, but you'll certainly have a nest egg and, you know, something to hold on to that is not going to be, quite frankly, devaluing the way we are at risk of the dollar devaluing. So check them out. Landmark Capital Gold Group, landmarkgold.com, 844-715-9411, 844-715-9411. I was talking earlier about this video clip we ran. Guy goes into a store, steals, dude comes out of nowhere, no cops, boom, cold cocks him, takes his product back, and two reactions. One, way to go, glad he got, you know, instantaneous you know, justice, and people, he's not coming back to that store and all that, you know, that kind of thing. And then there was a second phase. Oh, man, he's going to own that store. And we know that because, you know what, we live in a time that we've let liberals run crazy, and liberals now are the good guys. The bad guy has become the good guy. That is what that story essentially said to me. Because you know what? I don't give two rats, hair, butt, whatever. You find your metaphor about the guy that stole. And I don't care. Other than I don't want him shot. But for somebody to come out and cold cock him and then get to go out on the street and say, don't go into that store, that's exactly what you would want. But we don't live in that society. We live in a society where a woman can get four people killed on her watch, deny it, essentially say, I don't care about getting 600 messages from a guy. I killed two of our most valued Americans, Navy SEALs, and two other people, including an ambassador, and nobody cares. We live in a time when you can run guns into Mexico, which we'll talk about that, Fast and Furious, and you have to petition. You have to petition the government to get the documents so you can see what they were actually doing. And it took 4 years. But they finally released that. This is the time we live in. We live in a time when people look at a guy like Michael Brown and say he wasn't really stealing because, you know what, and Prop 47 in California says, well, if it's under $950, it's just a misdemeanor. It's no big deal. And, oh, by the way, if he goes out and he accosts a cop, who cares? No harm, no foul. We don't care about cops. Cops just kill black people. I could go on and on, folks, about the craziness of liberalism that has created these situations that have us scratching our well-scarred heads, or scratching them. and we allow it, and we keep wondering why the lunacy. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know how long we'll do. I may do an entire show on this idea around what the liberals are doing. It is this planned, this constant campaigning. It's the constant sell of an erroneous message, right? You wonder why you constantly hear about global climate change, you know, and how it changes and nuances the words. It used to be global warming, and before that it was, you know, environmental, whatever. I don't know what they called it, but it was something different. You want to know why? It is a constant campaign, a constant tweaking of the message. How do we soften it? How do we make people accept the things that we want them to accept? And You say to yourselves, man, and Kevin, it's from all directions. You're exactly right. They will never let up on capitalism. They will never let up on voter ID. They will never let up on immigration. They will never let up on refugees, which, by the way, valid voter ID is as silly of a discussion as talking about why Macy's shouldn't open a store in Chicago, you know, or whatever. It's completely innocuous. It has nothing to do with anything. We should never be discussing the concept that black people can't get an ID. But we do. The left knows that it is not disenfranchisement of black folks to ask them to get an ID. But they're not going to let up. If you think that message is going to let up, you are wrong. The only way that message will let up is when you ridicule it to the point where it sounds, quote, racist, because it is, if you allow it to happen. If a Democrat says that, it has to have such a backlash that they go, oh, don't say that. That doesn't poll well with black people. When you talk about refugees and the idea that we have terror cells in all 50 states, we have thousands of people on watch lists, thousands more that aren't on there that should be, and we're still talking about letting people in, and the idea of you protecting yourselves and wanting to stop, you know, to take a look at this program and say, whoa, we can't be resettling people that want to kill us in our midst. Oh, that's not humanitarian or whatever. They're going to continue to sell that. They're going to continue to sell the idea that taxing you and giving that money to some deadbeat who's got 14 kids by 12 different women is the best way to go. They're going to continue to sell the idea that spending is the way to get out of debt, and on and on. They're going to continue to sell the idea that people that quit looking for jobs are no longer part of the job force. These are the lunacy. This is the lunacy of leftism that continues, and you ask yourself, why don't they let that go? That's just a stupid, specious argument. because they're never going to let it go. That's the deal. It will not be let go. Because the only way to train you is they must continually drone in the craziness of these ideas, and eventually you start saying it's, well, I mean, I guess there is something to be said for, you know, a kid not having his daddy and raping and killing people. What? I didn't have my daddy. I don't want to rape and kill anybody. Many white kids don't have their fathers. But what? Is not having a father, is that something that's only to blacks? No. There are many kids that lose their dads. They lose them for a variety of reasons. And is it impactful? Absolutely it's impactful. Me not having my father was impactful to me. But I had my grandfather. There are role models. Society can take over, and it doesn't have to be government. Society takes over with fatherhood and motherhood in many ways. Sometimes it's the grandparents. In my case, it was. Sometimes it's a big brother or a big sister or an aunt or an uncle. But let me tell you what it doesn't have to be and what it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be government. Government should not be taking over people's lives and saying, I'm going to become big brother, as we like to call him. And it certainly shouldn't be anybody's doggone daddy or mother. You know, you notice we always talk about government being a daddy. We never talk about it being a mother. Interesting to me. That's another concept we'll cover in another time. When we come back, I want to talk about Bill Clinton, this whole situation with Donald Trump versus Cruz. I'm going to tell you, we can dedicate a lot of the show to that today because there's so much discussion around it. Looking forward to it. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here.
Sweet mother of God, what is the hold up?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has an update after his meeting with President Trump today at the White House.
He will not sign the bill that came up from the Senate last evening because of his legitimate concerns for border security. So what we're going to do is go back to the House and work with our members. We want to keep the government open, but we also want to see an agreement that protects the border. We have very serious concerns about securing our border.
President Trump is still taking some heat over his decision to withdraw
right around 2,000 troops from Syria. Republican Senator Marco Rubio on why this isn't a good move.
This is not Afghanistan or Iraq. This is not a police action. This is not on behalf of another country. This is on behalf of the United States. But ISIS has now become an insurgency. They still control territory. And they are trying to reconstitute themselves in a more powerful way.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So happy to have you with me. We are discussing truisms today. If you want to chime in on it. In fact, let's do this. Do me a favor. Call. Let us know what your truism is. One that you live by. One that you go, that's a fact, Jack. Right? 844-551-8255. For those of you who don't get in, we'll play your truism back on the radio on another show. And the reason why I love truisms is because of the truth. You know, you think about it. Sometimes these things capture us. They're karma, They're karma in a cosmic way. Truisms are truisms. They're a reflection of society. They're a reflection of man's nature in many cases. So I like dealing with them. In the beginning, I want to talk about the Dickens book, Tale of Two Cities. He makes statements about society in his book, The Tale of Two Cities. And there's no further evidence. These are truisms widely accepted about society he's describing. And I want you to think about this in terms of what we're going through today. Because Dickens begins this novel, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And I want you to think about just that part for just a second. The best of times and the worst of times. We've gone through the worst of times with Barack Obama. Now we're in the best of times, but it still feels like the worst of times in many ways, right? We are in the midst of the best of times. But it's the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. Now, what's funny about this is I often say that when you mix those two things that differ together, it sounds profound, right? Like, he who lies must also face the truth. You know, it sounds profound. But in the case of Dickens, it really is to some degree. Because we are truly in the age of wisdom, and we live in the age of foolishness. We've got a person now who's in control of the country, Donald Trump, who is a wise man. Wise in ways that many of us don't even understand. Wise in ways that have made him a billionaire. And gave him an inside understanding of things that, quite frankly, we don't know because we walk around like bumpkins most of the time. Most of us, our aspirations are such that we are not going to deal with politicians too much. Maybe local, school board or something like that. But we're not trying to, build buildings in the middle of big cities where we've got to deal with unions and, graft and corruption and all that. Donald Trump set his sights on that. For whatever reason, whatever his background was, his dad's background, whatever influences he had, and he says, this is what I'm going to do, and he learned the inside scoop, the tricks of the trade. So, it was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. That's a tough word. You try saying that. It's like saying squirrel in French. Escoil. It's a tricky word. But it was the epoch of belief and the epoch of incredulity. So we live in a time where the truth is being revealed and we still have to be skeptical. The media made us this way. Donald Trump made us recognize it. Which brings me to the next part of the Dickens opening. It was a season of light. It was a season of darkness. So not only are we illuminating what's going on, what's been, messing up the body politic, corroding it, we also get a chance to see that. And in that revelation, we see the darkness. We see how bad things have gotten. And I'm going to tell you, you better be thankful that you're getting this view. I want you to think a decade ago. Would you have believed that we are experiencing the types of things that we're currently experiencing? Would you have believed it even possible? I wouldn't. If you told me the NSA is capturing all your phone messages, they can turn on your computer, they can listen to you through your own, through devices that you think are private to you. Every conversation you've had in your entire life could be sitting in a computer somewhere. Everything you've ever typed on your computer is likely sitting on a computer somewhere. That information is in the hands of bureaucrats who crave power. They know your weaknesses. They know your strengths. And they will happily use your weaknesses against you. They talk about the Church of Scientology get some, they want to know you're dirty so they can hold it against you. They got nothing on the federal government. Facebook could easily be one of those types of vehicles. Zuckerberg laughed at us when you say, yep, you can have all my data. And now if you've got Facebook and you've got Messenger, they can turn on your computer. You give them permission to turn on your speaker, your video, you name it. It's crazy. You've lost your ability to disconnect, to just be human, to say the things that you want to say, to feel anymore. And what's funny is the left wants to tell you how to feel. They want to tell you how to view all these things that you find peculiar. You can't say that. You can't do that. You can't be this. You can't have your own observations about, some crazy thing that you see. I used the analogy, the example the other day of two guys kissing. That's weird to me. I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen. I'm saying in my sensibilities where I like women, I see two guys kissing and I see that as weird. And there's nothing you're going to tell me that's going to make that not weird to a heterosexual man. But they won't. No, if you see that as weird, you're homophobic. There's nothing to do with homophobia. If I see a hairless cat, I think that's weird. Most of the cats I've seen, they have hair. If I see a bald-headed woman, I see it as weird. She may be stunning. In fact, I know some. A couple of them. Or they have really short hair, and I'm like, wow, she's gorgeous. But I'm used to seeing women with longer hair. It's weird. Doesn't make it wrong. Final thing that they say in the opening is it was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. So, again, I go back to, we've got Trump. It is the spring of hope. We elected this man. We could call it the fall of hope. The autumn of hope. I want to make it sound like it's a negative, the fall of hope, the autumn of hope. Donald Trump was elected, but it was a winter of despair because he's not allowed to do what he wants to do because there's a cadre of people, evildoers out there who want to make sure that he's not successful. Why? Not because his ideas don't work. His ideas are great. We know his ideas work. They've already begun to work. I saw somebody put a thing out. I think it was one of the Kennedys. Joe Kennedy, one of the Kennedy boys, said Donald Trump may go down as the greatest president in history. This is a Kennedy. And somebody tweeted, he already is. And I have to tell you, I'm inclined to believe it. Donald Trump's ability to get things done marvels anybody. So let's read the whole thing from Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of this. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was a season of light. It was a season of darkness. It was a spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. And such is the duality of man. And I talked earlier about a truism: a house divided cannot stand. You know, I mean, what do you want me to say about it? A house divided against itself cannot survive. And so we're witnessing this right now. You're trying to fix it. I have no beef with the left. I know they're idiots, but I can tolerate you. But what I can't tolerate is an idiot who would be destructive in interfering with goodness. When we were interfering with Barack Obama and the left were calling us idiots, we were trying to prevent these idiots from getting what they wanted. It's like when you interfere in the midst of your kids, you go, look, stop eating all that candy. You're going to get a stomachache. You just don't want me to have the candy. No, I don't want you to get a stomachache and have rotten teeth. If we just left them to their own devices, that's essentially what they would be. They'd be a bunch of little kids with stomach aches and rotten teeth. So when we try to stop them, it's meaningful. But they're trying to stop progress. They see progress. There was nothing to see over there with the Democrats. Nothing. Barack Obama was a waste of space, and they know it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. A lot to talk about in the news, but too many bigger points to be made with some of the things that are happening. We will get back to, like, there's a story I want to do on the Clinton State Department. Have you guys heard about the allegations of sexual misconduct of Hillary Clinton State Department? Wow. This is a story that's, quite frankly, it's amazing. Comey. New information regarding him preemptively saying Hillary Clinton's going to be considered innocent. We knew this, but now they've got the records. Judicial Watch has gotten these records. So we'll be talking about that. I want to mention studies that you're funding that you're, I'm going to talk to you about a study that you're going to, Kevin, you're joking. They're not funding the study. Yeah, no, they're funding it. So that hustler mogul, what's his name? Larry Flint. What he's wanting to do. Megyn Kelly in the news. Lots to talk about, but lots to digest, because we are now at a point where we have leftism, progressivism on the run like we've never had, and honestly, like we never will again unless we take advantage of it now. It's that simple. Leftists will market their way out of killing babies and selling baby parts. Anybody remember? I remember thinking, this has got to bring Planned Parenthood down. Planned Parenthood is nothing more than organized eugenics. It's the organized destruction of people that it calls the lower class. And that happens to be mostly blacks at this point. That's what they believe. I don't believe that. But Planned Parenthood does. So they want to kill black babies in disproportionate numbers, and they use the women's movement to hide behind it. To hide their evil, real, sinister motives. And so that's where we are. And I thought, surely when folks find out they're selling baby parts and talking about buying Ferraris and Lamborghinis, that would be enough to break the camel's back. They've roared back stronger than ever. I mean, under Barack Obama. Now, we'll see what President Trump does. I don't think they're going to gain a lot of foothold under him, but they should be gone. I want you to imagine if the Republicans were all about eugenics and they were going to crush black folks, and that was the goal, the ultimate goal. You knew that the founder of the organization was a white racist by the name of Margaret Sanger, who hung out with the Vanderbilts and people that wanted to kill blacks. She was a friend of the Klan, spoke at multiple Klan meetings, and then people in the Republican Party were extolling her virtues, giving out awards, and then you knew the statistics of Planned Parenthood was they killed black people at 300% more than they kill any other race of people, and the president supported it, and the government funded it. What would you say? How would the left be handling that? Are you kidding? We all know. They would be, are you kidding? Those Republicans, they just want to kill black people. And the marketing of that would be, it would have a, you think the California forest fires are killing people? Let me tell you something. They would be torching Republicans. Republicans would never get elected again if that was our legacy. If that was the tactic that we were using to exterminate black folks. The dregs of society, Margaret Sanger called us. Called black people human weeds. I say it a lot, but I can't say it enough. So, if you don't put keep your foot on their throats, leftists will find a way to come back. They're like phoenixes. They will rise from the ashes. Look at Hillary Clinton. This chick should be in prison. The nerve of her to be out here talking about stuff. She's talking about Harvey Weinstein and comparing him to Donald Trump. That's like Hitler's girlfriend talking about how bad the Jews were, saying negative things about the Jews. Are you kidding? She's making a comment about Weinstein and comparing him to Trump? This is a woman whose husband has hurt more women than Donald Trump could in 5 lifetimes. Then they trotted out old girlfriends of Trump. You remember the one? The model, kind of Italian-looking girl. And she goes, I did an interview. They completely took my interview out of context. She came out and said, that's not what I said. After all the media picked it up. Donald Trump's previous girlfriend, doesn't like him. And she never said that. She had to come out and say, I didn't say that. I like Donald Trump. Those are some of the best times of my life, being with him and blah, blah, blah. And the media was like, oh, well. Sorry, we didn't finish her sentence. It's an evil, destructive thing, the left. We talked the other day about WikiLeaks uncovering that they were plotting to say Donald Trump had other sexual harassment claims. They're still talking about it to this day. Alyssa Milano, the crazy little fat, whatever, I forget what show she was on, but with Tony Danza, that chick still coming out, trying to make Trump out to be some lecherous human being while right under her nose, in the very city where she lives, the Sodom and Gomorrah of America, Hollyweird, she's not saying a word. I didn't want to say anything about what Harvey Weinstein did with me because it was out of respect for his wife. No, it wasn't. It was because your D-list butt doesn't want to not get a job if he offers you one. And who knows what she'd do to get it. It's amazing. Lie after lie, deception after deception. Look, folks, we, as conservatives, we are fallible. We lie, we cheat, we do all the different things of the left. But you know what? We at least have some kind of a core that goes, holy cow, that's just terrible. That's bad. And I can tell you this, I believe this in my heart. There's no way, and if there was a conservative version of Hollywood, there's no way a Weinstein survives a year, much less three decades. No way. Somebody gets after him, and it isn't going to be his brother. It's going to be some strong woman, conservative woman, who would have stood up to somebody and said, hey, I don't know how you think it works here, but this is not going to happen. She would have gone public. People would have backed her up. That person would have been gone. End of story. There's no fat shaming. We would say things like, well, this role is really meant for someone that's a little bit, you know, carrying a little bit less weight. Are you interested in losing weight for the role? Because the role involves an anorexic. Or the role involves someone who, you know, who's at a smaller weight and picks it up. And, you know, we don't want to have you pick up weight. You know, we would be explaining it, but we wouldn't be like, yeah, you're too fat. Get out of here. You know, if you lose weight, then you'd be blankable. You know, that's what they say. Hollywood's become so crass, they don't even have to mince words with you. And there was a movie called Hollywood Shuffle. Black dude made it. I forget his name. And it's a crazy, it's a stupid movie, but it's actually funny. And it talks about Hollywood, the roles they get for black folks, how they say, we need to be more black. And the guy doing it, he's like, more black. And he's like, okay. So, and he was reading a scene like, you know, something like, yeah, man, and the dude jumped out of the corner and he robbed the dude. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, no, we're going to need you to be more black. And he goes, okay, I'm playing a thug that, I'm playing somebody that sees something happen in the hood. And, yeah, but we want it to be more black. And it's always these Jewish people. Could you be a bit more black? Yeah. So he tries to be more black. He's like, yeah, man, so then this dude, he jump out in front. And they're like, nah, you're just not getting it. We need you to be more black, you know. And the guy's like, he just ends up buffooning blackness. And they're like, oh, yeah, there, you got it. That's it right there. And he's making a spoof of all the nonsense Hollywood makes you jump through. You know, and one of the scenes he says, you need to be more like Eddie Murphy. And he morphs himself to where he finally is mimicking Eddie Murphy. You know, and it's a funny movie, but it's a real condemnation of Hollywood as it pertains to blacks. I'm not even going to be able to get into this Harvey Weinstein thing. I wanted to. I'll talk about it next hour. But Hollywood is... it's spiraling in on itself, and it is our responsibility to not only get Hollywood to continue this death spiral, it's up to us to get the fashion industry to continue its death spiral. I don't know if you ever watch these fashion shows. Lots of gay people. And there's lots of gay people in fashion. And the same thing that's happening in Hollywood is happening in fashion. It's happening to men. And sometimes the women. Same thing. Power brokers want what they want, and you will indulge them, or you're not going to get ahead. That's the way it works. They've all worked too hard to get where they are. And it's a shame, because we have people in the conservative movement that don't understand. We have to build a marketing, a message around what we're seeing here, and we have to go sell that message to the youth of this country. So they don't fall prey to it. Think about the decades of people who have overlooked this and ask yourself, why did they do it? They knew it was wrong. They knew it was hurting friends, and yet they remained silent, and they still do. Ask yourself why that occurs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.